We said that there are two major bodies of water in halacha, a mikveh and a ma'ayan. A mikveh is a body of stagnant rainwater, ashborin, mei geshamim, and a ma'ayan is a body of running spring water, mei ma'ayan, zochalin. A mikveh is pasul if the water is flowing, but a ma'ayan is kasher if the water is stagnant. Both a mikveh and ma'ayan require 40 se'ah of water to be valid for tevilat kelim and tevilat nashim. And one should be careful with rivers and lakes because it's possible that the water in the river or the lake is flowing rainwater that came from the mountains, melted snow, or a recent rain. So you have to be careful, depending on the season, to know, is this river or lake primarily rainwater or spring water? And more than that, it could even be man-made, for all you know, so you really should do your research. Some men, it might also not be kosher for women to be tovelot in, and the same would be for kelim. When one is immersing his kelim, he is supposed to recite a beracha, v'asher k'dishalom v'tzvotav v'tzivanu al tevilat kelim, which does not appear in the Gemara or the Rambam, but the Gemara is not a sidur, and there are many texts of our liturgy, of our sidurim, that do not appear in the Gemara, and yet we still recite them. It's just a different venue, a different medium of masoret, not necessarily informing us of anything. That said, there was a debate whether one recites al tevilat kelei matichot or keli, and we recite just the basic kli because the primary idea is the kli, says the Taz, the tevilah of the kli, and not the type of the kli. We recite a beracha even if we purchase something that we don't know for sure if it came from a non-Jewish owned factory, as long as you bought it in a chutz laretz, you go by the rov, that is the opinion of Rav Avadya, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Vazner. And I think the Chazon Ish as well. If one forgot to recite the beracha before, it is a discussion in the Acharonim, but we say, Safik brachot lakel, you may not recite it afterwards. And when one is immersing the kli, if it is too difficult, you don't have a basket or anything, you need to use your hands, then you can either hold your hands loosely, unlike by nida, you can hold the kli loosely in your hand, or you can wet your hands first with the mikveh water and then put it on the kli and put it in. There's a discussion, the Rama says that you have to keep both hands under the water and switch hands in this case, but his opinion has not been accepted. You can dip your hand, pull it out, pick up the kli and put it in also, and that would be fine.